My wings. They'd taken my wings. A sob caught in my throat. I desperately wanted to cry out, but no sound escaped my lips. I struggled for my next breath, and for one hysterical moment, I feared I'd be unable to perform the simple action. My body held traces of numbness from whatever drugs still swam through my blood. My vision clouded at the edges, darkness threatening to take over, to take away the pain. I almost gave in. Almost. I forced myself to glance behind me again, to look at what was left of my wings. I blinked, dry-eyed, at the damage that made my stomach twist. Silence echoed around the room, and in my head. Pain-filled silence. Finally, a sound, somewhere between a sob and a low moan, spilled from my stricken throat, bouncing off the walls of the sterile room. I shuddered, unable to turn away from the horror of those two broken, splintered bones, jagged edges raw and bloodied. A clock in the room ticked off every second, and with each metallic knock, the drug faded and pain blossomed within my body. My forearms and inner elbows throbbed. I lifted my right hand and inspected skin now mottled with purpling bruises. They'd drawn blood from every available vein. I blinked. I didn't want to think about everything they'd done to me while I'd been unconscious. I didn't even want to think about the things I remembered. That my blood was the reason all those Einherjar had died, that Loki was father to Dr. Lee and grandfather to Aiden. My heart ached for Brody, who was still gone. I blinked again, the heat in my eyes fading as my anger rose. Goosebumps pebbled my skin, hundreds of fine hairs standing ramrod straight and fierce. Odd, to be cold. Compared to Asgard's biting chill, Midgard's weather was nothing, and the canned air of the hospital room even less, yet I rubbed my arms to calm the rash of raised pores, to generate some warmth in my body. I gritted my teeth. I couldn't bear to look at my wings any longer. Twisting back around, I blinked through the haze of shock. I hadn't been alone at all. Now, I faced the Valkyrie and the Einherjar who waited so quietly for me. Sigrun and Amy stood before me, both silent, their faces a mirror of sorrow and worry. Sigrun placed a warm hand on mine, and though my skin craved the heat, all I ached to do was shove her off. I didn't want to be comforted. I didn't want their sympathy. What could they say anyway? How could they explain what Dr. Lee had done to me? I didn't think I could handle their pity or their sorrow. I'd scream if either of them even said the word sorry. But one question needed asking, because I needed answers. Why? Even as I asked the question, I knew. They wanted to know more about how I functioned, about my physiology, about how a Valkyrie was made. They'd kept me drugged and unconscious for who knew how long. What experiments had they performed on me? They wanted my blood, and we knew why. But they'd wanted my wings, too. Hot tears singed my eyes. I clenched my fists, wanting to pound them into something to slam them into the bed or into my thighs. It took an immense amount of strength to curb the urge. I'm going to kill him. I almost growled the words, the depth of both my emotional and physical pain impossible to bear. You know you are not doing any such thing. Sigrun gripped my shoulder, her voice low and comforting, yet firm. Stephen Lee experimented on you, for reasons we cannot yet fully understand. I glared at her, anger suddenly flooding my veins. You think I want to understand? I don't particularly care to understand his twisted reasoning. I want my bloody wings back. I was being unreasonable, but I didn't care. You know we cannot put them back, Brynn, Sigrun spoke, trying to keep her voice reasonable. I could tell. My awareness seemed split in two. A part of me could hear and feel the sorrow and pain my Valkyrie friend experienced, but I didn't want pity. I needed action. Now. Are my wings here? Did you find them? I slid off the bed, hardly caring when the jarring action of my feet hitting the floor produced agonizing, splintering pain in what was left of my wings.